Good morning. You are listening to Something Brewing with me, Cherry Devine, and my fantastic co-host, Tracy Mahan. Hey, Trace, would you like to come in and say hello?
Hello, everybody, and good morning, and happy hump day. If you're in the chat room, you already saw my little banner.
I love your little banner.
A cute little camel, and so I have him with a little caption. Listen to Something Brewing. They're my midweek pick-me-up, and he was just too cute to not use him, so there it is.
That's it. He's adorable.
So, yeah.
We
need to get some people over to the chat room. Let's tell them how to do that.
Well, I will, but I want to know how. How is it that you know he's a he and not a she? I mean, really? Can you tell for that picture?
You're making me think of the kids when they're like, are you assuming that person's gender?
Yeah.
Is this a new thing to say?
Oh, you know, I have stuff like that happen all the time. My grandkids will say, you know, it is 2017, Nana. Anyway. It's like, oh yeah, they give me all kinds of heckles. Anyway.
Yeah, I just assumed that camel's gender, people.
Yes. Well, you know what they say about assume.
No.
Okay.
Oh, no.
And it is Wednesday, and this is the mood we're in. So now we're really going to, you know, focus here on telling you how to get from one chat room to the other.
We're really known for our focus.
That's it. Focus. What is it? You're like looking at it and all of a sudden it goes, oh, shiny.
Anyway,
we're squirrel. Okay, so seriously, folks, if you want to join the Cat Media 2 chat on Facebook, please go to Facebook and go to Cat Media 2 with the number 2. You notice how I got the name in there twice? Wasn't that clever? But in the meantime, I do have the chat room up on Blog Talk Radio. The difference here is we do keep our Cat Media page, Cat Media 2 page up all week long. And you can go back and look at old conversations. And it's really informative. And you can connect with a wonderful group of people, become buddies and friends, and share information.
And
we will
pictures.
And post
like
pictures.
Camels.
Like camels. Or of yourself, so we know what you look like when you say, this is so-and-so. We can say, oh, and now we have a face to connect with the name. But we will be taking calls around the half hour, and the number you will call is, let me go over here because I can't find it on the...
It's 646-668-8389.
I found it anyway, and it is on the banner in the chat room on Cat Media 2 on Facebook. So, how's that?
I'm not sure what you're about to say, Cat. Something.
I know. I have no clue what is going to come out of this mouth today.
Hey,
okay.
We got some people over in the chat room now chatting it up. So come on over there and join the fun, Cat Media 2 Facebook.
Yes.
We've got lots of callers, but we have some that have the question mark and some that don't. So if you're calling in and you want us to take your call, you have a question, please press the number 1, I believe, right? Is it 1 or 5?
1. Yes, 1.
Okay.
And then when we've taken your call, answered your question, or confused you even more, then you'll press the number 5. So,
that's how that works.
The little question mark. So anyway, you know, we came up with this topic. Are you looking for love? Are you ready to love like never before? Because Tracy had something happen. Can you explain to us what happened? You never explained it to me, so now I want to know.
Oh, I was like, wow, I did. Oh, well, really all it was I woke up, and I'm going to read the post that I made because that's what we're going off of. So the post I made is, are you single and looking for love? Well, here's a hint from Spirit. Quit looking for the mirror to the past. It is time to start inviting the one who will help you build the amazing future. This person will not look like or be like the ones you have chosen before. So keep your eyes and heart open. Now, obviously, that as a single person was a message for me. But I also knew when I woke up that I needed to post that. And so I didn't even get out of bed. I just rolled over, grabbed my phone, and posted it. So, because
okay,
I don't know
about you,
Terry, but when you get these little fancy thoughts in your head, and then you're like, oh, I need to post that. And by the time you get to a computer, you're like, what was it?
That's true. But I'm going to tell you right now, while you were saying that, I am tingling like nobody's business.
It's
so
huge.
That is huge. And you know what? I'm actually an example of that.
Mm-hmm.
Is because I have met someone, and later I'll tell you the conversation he and I had last night. I got myself in a little bit of trouble, a little bit of, hey, you.
We love you.
You Charles.
Anyway, you're so understanding.
You know, and he had so much fun at my expense, but I kind of opened the door for that. And so we had a good laugh. But now on to the, you know, it was around the holidays this year that I finally, this last year, because we aren't into the holidays of this year yet. Anyway, I finally hit that point of knowing that I was ready for my life partner. And for me, all of a sudden it went through my head and it said, if you really want someone in your life and you really want to, you know, have love, it's time to open your heart and become vulnerable. That means you don't get to, keep that energy closed. You don't get to protect yourself. You're stating, I'm ready to love. And you do, you go into this, hey, this is the most sensitive parts of me, all of the early lessons, all of this that have created, you know, have occurred and brought me to this point. I'm going to have to not use those as a doorway to block off love. And so I, with that prayer, and I did this, and I had a series of events happen within a matter of a month that brought Charles into my life. And he had said a prayer also around Christmas time about, God, please send me my love, my woman. And ta-da, here I am. You know, and here's the thing about it is when my late husband passed, it was a couple of years afterwards, I was told by another woman, she said, the person that comes in for you is not going to look like anyone you've known before. He's not going to be like anyone you've known before. He's going to be completely opposite of your late husband. And that's a truth, is he isn't like anyone I've known before. He doesn't look like, act like, walk like, talk like, or even, you know, think like in many ways. But it's because, as Tracy was saying, it's not holding on to or rebuilding a past. It's time to create from this moment forward. And you want love? Well, it's time to, one, look at yourself in depth, but also open the door and become vulnerable. So that's all. Yeah.
Well, and part of what I was getting with this when I woke up and had this little thought enter my head, and you guys may hear my German Shepherd puppy barking at the kitty cat in the background because he waited until I got the show started again to do it again. So anyway, what I was getting with that is, as we can open our hearts and our minds to the idea of something different coming in, and then invite out to the universe to bring you the person that's going to help you build that amazing future, and your focus goes there, all of a sudden you have let go of all the stuff from the past. And it was almost like I could even feel it energetically, just cutting those ties to past relationships, you know, even like, what does mom and dad's relationship look like? What is my past relationships look like? All those things that we pull in when we're building a relationship, it was like something just put a brick wall between me and that. And now my focus is on, well, who's going to help me build that amazing future? And all the energy went forward and none of it was going backwards anymore. And, you know, that's the best way I can think of to describe it. But just moving that energy forward. And so if you guys, if that helps you at all as you're looking at this, put the energy ahead of you and don't be like, okay, so I'm trying to build my perfect partner list. And let's see, I like this and this and this about this partner and that and that and that about that partner. Well, you're bringing in the mirror as soon as you do that. So, which is what I've always been told to do. Make your list. And well, what are you going to make your list off of? Off of all the things you liked and didn't like about your other relationships. So I'm getting the impression that let's not do that. Let's just let go of those other relationships because the perfect partner isn't going to look like anything that we've had before. So let's quit dragging the before partners into it.
Oh, right. Yeah. And you know, this is interesting. I just talked to a client last night and I said, time to make your list.
We'll be calling that client back.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that's funny. But yeah, was the impression I got with that feeling. And just describing that feeling to you guys, it just rushed back in while I was talking about it is, you know, just don't even kind of look over your shoulder. Just keep your head straight and let's look forward. And again, it was about inviting in that person that was going to help you create that amazing future. And then being open to what shows up. What's the question?
Well, my question is if we're not looking at the past, but looking into projecting energy into the future, is it still good to write a list of what we want in our life that makes us happy today? What am I looking for? So for me, I would think I would say, gosh, I really want that person or, you know, what do I want? And not reaching into the back so much as what do I enjoy today? I enjoy, you know, laughter. I enjoy great conversations. I love, you know, movement and doing and I just see holding hands, looking at each other, laughing and just sharing life and, you know, that sort of thing. And as I'm doing that, there's just this huge amount of energy coming up.
And of course I see me and Charles. I would say probably your clue to whether you're doing that productively or not is, are you reflecting on an old relationship when you wrote that down? If not, you're good.
I want a partner
that helps me. And then you're thinking of the partner that didn't help you. Then you're in trouble because you just drug in that old energy.
Exactly.
You know, it's just like what Cherry was saying, focus on the things that you're enjoying. You know, it's like, I enjoy holding hands. I enjoy this or that, but try to keep it as clean as possible as to not bring in a partnership where you have those things, but just that you enjoy those things. This is about me. What do I like? What do I enjoy without looking at the old patterns?
You'll get keys because when I first started going back out into the dating world, and let me tell you, at my age, that's which is 29, just saying, you know, it's a little bit of a challenge.
I have to tell you, I was telling Cherry that my guest next week clears your numbers, and you just said one of the numbers she had to clear for me.
Oh,
but you have to listen next Monday to find out why.
That's true. Anyway, you know, I attracted in different people, but then, and I live in Oregon and we have a lot of the good old boys, the hunting, fishing, camp and all of this. And all of a sudden, and I knew I that isn't who I, you know, I do like some things, but there's a lot of it that's just not me anymore. And, all of a sudden I'm going, all of these good old boys are coming in and I'm like, wow, what's going on? And all of a sudden spirit spoke to me and just said, well, that's what you're comfortable with. You know how to act with this sort of personality. You know what to expect, but it's time to get out of your comfort zone. So that's another thing to look for. If you're reaching back to what you know, because
you're in your comfort.
All, That's it. We're always growing. We're always stretching and moving forward. And so when you're looking out and you're attracting in new, then you start to reach back. Where are you holding yourself down? Where are you stopping your own personal growth just because you know this and you're comfortable in this other space? And then ask yourself, does it make you happy anymore?
Yeah.
If it does, great.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna jump into the chat room here real quick. And Linda's in the chat room and says, I still make a list, but not of what I want. I'm confused. But anyways, Linda, you don't make a list. Linda just got married, so congratulations, Linda. You already met the perfect guy, and Stephen is amazing, and so your list is already filled, my dear. But yeah, make a list of the things that make you happy, not of the things from the past. Yeah.
And that's a beautiful...
I covered that okay and didn't leave it confusing.
That's true. That's a beautiful segue into my conversation with Tracy as we're starting the show, which was about my conversation with Charles last night. And I'm telling him what the topic of the show is. And I says, great, two single women. He goes, really? Two single women? And I'm starting to try to backtrack a little bit. And silly me goes, well, technically I am. And that opened another can of worms.
I can't even imagine his heart must have sank.
Oh, yeah. I said, okay, technically single taken. And he's going, really? We did
taken?
Clear it all out.
Is this a new category?
That's what he was saying. Explain this technically single taken category. What does that look like?
On Facebook, I'm single taken.
Yes, yeah, I don't think they have that button, but finally he's opening the door to this idea. And he goes, oh, is it the movie Hall Pass? And I said, no, you get no Hall Pass. We're going to clear this right up. One, I misspoke and really messed up. Two, I'm very much taken and so are you. Three, there is no Hall Pass. I love Linda's picture.
So they went into wedding by a little white chapel. So do you see that in the background?
It is. That is
I don't know the full story on this, just off of what I did see on Facebook with Linda. But it's at a miniature golf course for those that can't see the picture in the chat room that she posted. And it's a little white chapel at the golf course. So or the little mini golf place. And it's just adorable. And couldn't be happier. You know, when you see couples that are just meant to be together and you know, that's Linda and Steve. And like she's saying in here, she wasn't looking for him, but we found each other. And so maybe he wasn't what she would normally have gone for at the time, but you know, there they are and they couldn't be more perfect. And they seem to be happy. They look happy in the picture. Hopefully that's okay to share all that, Linda. But, yeah, very excited for them. Good times.
Well, you know, and over in our other chat room, we have Dove for Peace asking, I'm ready for love. Do you see coming forward, someone coming forward? You know, and the first thing that came to me there is, of course, someone's coming forward. But it still is a stronger question. Are you ready to fully allow in a loving relationship? So, you know, for me, when I'm looking at that and to have that come into my mind so strongly is to remind people is, you know, love is there for all of us. Each and every one of us, when it seems to be, you know, not here right now, it's checking inside and double checking to make sure that we are not holding something back. And again, that's coming from a past. Now, one of the things I really had to acknowledge for myself was my late husband had cancer. It was a very painful year. And then after he passed, it was, you know, it's traumatic on a human level. Yes, we have all of the information that life doesn't end after when you pass and they're still with you. But this is a human experience that causes a lot of emotion. And I had to acknowledge, I had to look at this. Because my big fear was if I opened the door and allowed another person in, they could get sick, they could die again. So again, I and Dove for Peace is saying it's been 16 years for her to have a relationship and been working on herself for 16 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe it isn't working so much any longer, but opening your heart. So,
yeah,
I know
I've been in that pickle too. It's been over 12 years for me, for anything. I dated somebody for a few months, but you know, it's like I was single taken for a few months there, but but not married, nothing serious, nothing going that direction. And so I get it. It's a long time. We become a little independent. We kind of get set in our ways, and we gotta, you know, for me, it's that's one of the things. You're talking, Cherry, about losing someone, and I had somebody tune into me. It's funny how life will happen. You know, usually I'm the reader, and I tell you what, the last 2 or 3 weeks, Spirit just keeps sending people that are giving me little insights to myself and where I'm blocked and everything else, and it's been quite a ride. And, you know, that's what the energy is doing right now for us. It's supporting us and letting us know where we need to work. And because I wasn't seeking it, it's time for me to look at it. So it was showing up for me. And one of the things that came in for that was that I have a fear of losing a partner in the form of like death or something of that nature. And so that's why I don't let one come in. It's because mm-hmm. I'm afraid of losing them. And, you know, it made a lot of sense to me because I have caught myself in that thought going, okay, well, let's see, if I brought somebody in, what if they got sick? What if something, you know?
It can happen.
It can happen. And so that had, I know it's popped in when I've thought of relationships before. So I need to still look at that, you know, and Cherry saying it again today, it's like, oh yeah, I still didn't really address that, did I? So, you know, we are an example of, you know, we're real people, Cherry and I are, and we have mm-hmm. experiences as well. And, you know, we're kind of open books on this show. So, you know, that's definitely an area I need to work on. I also know that I got pretty set in my ways. You know, I'm raising 3 kids and we have our routines, and that's another thing that'll pop in for me. What if they want to change how we do things? What if this, what if that? And, you know, who knows? What if they like what we're doing? You know,
you know, we look at the why it can't work. Mm-hmm. You, one of the things that my group has told me, you know, we have a lot of different information sent into us in ways that seem very happenstance, such as, think of that old saying, it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. When you're sitting on the sidelines looking for love and not allowing yourself to participate, you are really, in truth, choosing not to participate in your own life. When you're holding back due to fear of potential loss, what if you step in and allow yourself to fully embrace the idea of love, not looking at what it can take from you, but what it can add to you? Again, it is time to fully love, open the hearts, allow yourself to remember that is what guides you, not the fear of what it may take away from you, not a fear of how it can control you, not a fear of loss, but one of union. For all of you who are looking for that partner in this one particular moment, I ask now that you close your eyes. Just close your eyes for this one moment and feel the energy of you travel to your heart and allow that energy to open and move forward, allowing it to connect to that which is what you call your life partner, seeing only the perfection of the union and allowing that to draw you together. For you see, children of Earth, it is so much better to love. Then you fully participate in your own life. All of the old questions, all of the old worries will disappear, will be null and void, all past experiences. Again, feel the energy of your heart be the strongest movement in the beingness of you. Allow it to now move to the throat chakra for all of you that are there that have lost your voices within your relationships. Allow this to open the doorways to memories of love that live in the vocal cords, and allow your speech of love to be. The past is not the necessary focus, as Tracy has said. It is the now and the future, but envelop and embrace it with love. Okay.
Phew.
Yeah, there's some soft energy going on, and now I'm going to put it out there. Dove for Peace, quit working on yourself and just allow yourself to be in your heart, sweetie.
Give yourself permission to be in love.
Exactly. And yes, there is a relationship that's there for you. And for whatever reason, when I'm looking at this, I keep holding my breath. So, sweetie, stay in the heart. Only the heart, but also take that energy to the throat. Many people are as much as they don't want to reach into the past, and Tracy, it's like, what you were talking about, taking away from changing patterns, changing behaviors, not accepting all of this. There's many people that become voiceless in a relationship. You're not there to mirror what that person wants you to be. You're there to stay who you are. And so as you love yourself fully and completely and embrace loving yourself, you attract in that partner that reflects that also. And
yeah.
Karen is, how's your throat, Trace? I know Karen's saying, oh my God, my throat shut down.
Yeah. And when I read that, I just got that she needed to listen to it again in the archives and possibly more than once. And that's for anyone that's having those experiences is you know, it's good to listen to the channel that Cherry just brought in. I'm gonna jump up to Linda, and then of course Elizabeth has a question, so we want to do that too, and then probably go to callers. But Linda's in there saying, that is a great song. What if it ends with, what if I love all those, what if? Anyways, I was like, oh, that's a song. How great. Well, it's the second time songs came in for us, Cherry, because one of the posts for the show, just letting people know what our topic was going to be, Jeff wrote on there, that sounds like a country song.
Yeah, so I know.
I'm like, maybe we should go into some songwriting here.
There we go. Yes, we're ready for songwriting.
Yeah. And then Elizabeth, this is a good question. So how do I know if it's on our end? How do we know if it's on our end or your quote-unquote person's end that needs to be worked on before you meet or get together? So do you get anything on that for Elizabeth?
Okay, my mind, I'm sorry. You know what's really interesting? I cannot even tell you what you just wrote or read because it just blanked. There's some pocket of energy there just totally blanks and blocks. So repeat what you just said because this energy is actually attached to the person.
Okay, so like for me, for instance, how do I know if the reason we're not meeting is me or the other person that I'm supposed to be meeting? How do you know who has the work to do?
Well, right there, it is. Let's let go of the word work and just remind ourselves this is not work, you know. And there's a reason they're saying this because as we're looking at it and oh my gosh, I got to do this and I got to do that and putting all of these pressures, it's not allowing you to be in your heart. Your heart is where love is. Love is what we are. And so as you were reading that question, right there it said, you know, by me not being able, couldn't penetrate. So that's saying it's around the person that wrote the question, and then you applied it to yourself, Tracy. So it's around both of you. And again, the focus is on yourselves, which is good, but drop the, I got to work so hard at knowing all this stuff. If we spend all of our time there, we're not participating in our lives. It's trusting love, trusting you know, we begin loving ourselves. Everything that occurs out in our world, our reality, has to do what's happening inside of us. So if we have this empty void of love in our house, at our house, how interesting is this? So we can look at our spiritual house, our vessel. Where are we not loving ourselves fully? Where do we feel love takes away from who we are? Instead of just love and embrace all that you are, and then feel that perfect life partner next to you. Just feel it. Let it be.
Yeah.
Go back to the hearts.
And I'm going to go back to the original thing about the list. You know, if you find that list is reflecting a relationship as you're writing it, or, you know, thinking about what you want to create, then that's just spirit showing you an area that you need to look at so that you can clear and let go of whatever hurt or pain still remains there from
mm-hmm.
that.
Exactly.
So it's not to ignore it. I know that we kind of left that, or I left that impression, I think, when I was talking about it. Don't ignore it. If it shows up, if you're writing a list or you're thinking about what you would like to create, and then all of a sudden a relationship pops in your mind, it's there because spirit's trying to show you you're still hanging on to something with this person. You're still hanging on to something with that experience. And go there. Go look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of us got, you know, my early message is about what love were really pretty skewed. it's understanding that information lives in you and has been there, yet it isn't who you are. It isn't, you know, open the door to love and magic and joy, because that's what you are. And that's
yeah.
what reflects, you know. You know, years ago, for whatever reason, this just popped in, is, and again, this is dating myself somewhat, yet they're still on, and that's soap operas, you know, those daytime shows. And I grew up at a time women would still iron and watch those things. We get programmed to believe, and if you look at a lot of your dramas on TV and in movies and that sort of thing, that love comes in and right, you're happy for a moment, and then all of a sudden it causes all this hardship. Turn those programs off if you're watching
yeah.
those. If you're reading those books and that, because that is not a truth, that is just something to keep people entrenched in this old belief. Love doesn't take away from you, and it doesn't cause pain. Love is just love. Okay. Now,
that is important to say.
Yeah.
We've got a full board of callers.
Yes. And so shall we take the first caller?
Yeah, since we already teased her a little bit before the show. Let's go ahead.
Caller. Hello, caller with the last four digits, 3640. You're on the air. Who are we talking to, and where are you calling from?
This is Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi.
And your question is?
Well, it's about love. Will I be meeting someone soon? What can you tell me about my love life?
Oh, quit being afraid of it. Being afraid of love. Tracy, do you want to step in first for this?
Well, I have to go right with what you were doing. I got drawn right to the power chakra. So I don't know if another relationship kind of robbed you of your power or your sense of self or what it might have been, but there's a little healing that needs to happen there. And then that's going to, once you can clear that energy, and I'd call in your angels, your helpers, you know, however you do that. And, ask them to help you clear that old energy out. It's ready to go. It's really ready to go. Like, its bags are packed. You just got to open the door. So, and then it feels like very quickly after you move that energy out, you'll meet someone.
Yeah, because you know what I'm getting is you're still very worried or fearful of a relationship, and your throat chakra shuts down in a relationship. You do not remind yourself. You do not lose yourself when you have a relationship. First, honor who you are and understand that you deserve to be exactly who you are and accepted exactly as you are. It's showing in past relationships you've given up your personal power and you become a reflection of whoever you're with. That part of you is holding off the idea of having a relationship. But as Tracy was talking about, as you go in and you acknowledge that and allow that to leave, all of a sudden I was seeing a wedding, moving through happiness and joy. Remind yourself that love is joy, that you don't lose who you are. Your identity is yours and you deserve to be who you are. So, and you know, and I'm going to put it out there for you and everybody else who says, tell me when. We are not the deciding factors as to when. You are the deciding factors. So if you choose to move through whatever it is that you have, you could speed this process up or slow it down. It's up to you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for your patience with us earlier.
Very interesting topic. Thank you.
All right. You have a good day.
You know, and I'm going to throw it out there is be specific. You know, we can have love in many forms. I have little furry friends that love me. I have grandchildren that love me, you know, all of this. So put it out there. You're looking for a life partner. Are we ready for the next question, Tracy?
Let's do it.
Okay. Caller with the last four digits, 0358. You're on the air. Who are we talking to? Where are you calling from? And what is your question?
You are talking to Troy from out Connecticut, and my question is about a life partner, because I've been single for almost a decade, and it's killing me, man. But at the same time, it's so hard for me to connect to people and open myself up. It's real hard, so that's what I'm dealing with.
Do you mind if I real swing hard. In there really quick,
yeah,
Tracy?
Grab that one. I'm gonna
okay,
take a
first
second
of all.
With him.
Yes. First of all, Troy, I want you to change everything that you're saying. Being without a partner is not killing you. You're actually giving yourself a message there, your body, when you put it out there like that, to shut down, to not allow life in. And so you want to be involved in life. So put it out there. You've been without a relationship, and that is okay. You're ready for a relationship now, instead of identify with it killing. Also, release the idea it's hard for you to get to know people. You've got a real protective layer around you, but we want to allow that protective layer just to fall away. And start looking at why you've held yourself in and felt it's safer not to open up to love. And put it, it's easy for me to attract in. Start really moving away from sentences that stop and block energy. Because what happens when we're doing this, it keeps you in your fear body. And all of your energy is held deep inside of you. Very protective, but nobody else can feel it. I want you to do exercises where you breathe into your heart chakra that's in the center of your chest and just allow it to open up and remind yourself love is safe, love is truth, and let your energy body go out. This is coming from old woundedness where you really opened up and tried to give every part of you to another person. And when this happened and there was a form of you felt rejected and abandoned, you became very protective. Well, that's not serving you any longer. And see, even as I'm talking right now, your heart chakra is actually responding. Start feeling what it is you want in your life and be allowing it there. Understand that everything that you've done has served you in some way, but now it doesn't serve you any longer, and allow yourself to have that life partner. Tracy?
Wow, I've been taking lots of notes here. So what that means is I didn't really hear a lot of what Cherry said. Okay, so the first thing that came in was the throat chakra, and then I heard past life. There's a past life that you need to ask your angels to help you clear. You don't necessarily need to know what it is, but it is causing a block for you. There's a sense of not deserving or deserving in general. Maybe it's you see what you have to offer and you get partners that don't deserve all the attention or all the efforts you're putting in, or however that deserving shows up for you. You will know the answer to that. There's also this conflict with wanting the relationship to look a certain way. But then also, if it doesn't look that way, you're also Let me ask you this, Troy. Are you a little bit of a people pleaser? You like people to like you, right?
Right.
Yeah. Correct. So when you're in a relationship, if things aren't looking the way you like them to look, you're still trying to please the other person, and then you end up with this conflict, this inner conflict that kind of bounces back and forth where you want it to be a little bit different, and it's coming out this way. And it's just about recognizing that there might be a part of you that would like to control how a relationship works, and just be aware so that when it shows up, you can be like, okay, this is where I need to kind of take a breath and just be in the moment and not try to shape the moment, or however you want to look at that. I also got that there's energy stuck on the right side of the body. So that might be showing up in the leg, the hip, the knee. Rather you're getting physical symptoms or not, that's where I was drawn to. And it's about moving forward. There's fear with that. That might be echoing a little bit of what Cherry was saying. But there's fear around the moving forward as well. And so when you feel that jump in for you, you know, let's say you meet somebody that you find attractive and that you're drawn to, and then see where that shows up in your body. If it shows up as a little bit of fear, if you talk yourself out of it, if you, you know, what is the process that's happening, and then start addressing that. And then there was this sense that the feminine masculine needs a little more balance. You need to bring in a little bit more of the softness, the gentleness, the receiving. So start focusing on the left side of the body, which is receiving, allowing yourself to be happy to let things come into your life. There was a lot of things going on there. So I hope we got it.
Yes. I'm going to say go back and listen to this. The show will be, or is going to be, archived. Go back and listen to this portion, because right now you're really in your head and it's not allowing all of it to penetrate. And just close your eyes and listen, and then feel where energy sticks in your body. Yet it is good for you to understand that you're not alone, and you won't be alone all of your life. There's something very something very strong there. Someone is wanting you to know you will not be alone all your life, and you have a lot of old tears wrapped around that. Okay?
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you, ladies. Okay. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Troy. Have a good day.
Yes. Okay. Bye-bye. You know, sometimes we just don't realize all of the emotion that is held inside of us. So, okay.
So very true.
Yes. So now I'm going to, let's see. How did I miss this one? Because it's showing really out there, held for, if I'm getting the same person, let me know. Caller 4830, you're on the air. Who are we speaking to, and what is your question?
Good morning. My name's Mike.
Hi, Mike. I'll be
your neighbors weekend. You'll be neighbors with Cherry.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
I'm in Ventura.
Oh, okay.
So kind of just about 45 minutes south of Santa Barbara.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Sounds like a nice area.
Yes. And what is your question?
Are we only doing relationships today?
No, you can ask anything your little heart desires.
Wonderful. I was a month ago, I was in a rollover accident, and at a very low speed, it was just really crazy. But anyways, obviously the lawyers have it, and they're doing the thing for the insurance and the settlement and so forth. And I can't get a new vehicle until that gets all straightened out. How long do you kind of see that prolonged?
You know, I saw 6 months is the first thing that came in for me. And one of the things that's happening is where it was a rollover, but it was not at a high speed. You're going to have a lot of back and forth between the attorneys and insurance workers. I do suggest that you do For whatever reason, it does feel like you went in either to a chiropractor or something like that. But I see there's still something going on with your spinal column. And so it's saying, do not settle right away because you need to get this checked on the physical level, which is more important than the vehicle. And so it doesn't feel like you have surgery, but it's suggesting that you go to a medical doctor and have a series of tests done because it's showing that there's something going on with the, it's showing right below the shoulder blades going all the way down to the hip bones. And it doesn't feel like a fracture. It feels more like there's going to be some pinched nerves or damage to, it's some inflammation, that sort of thing. So,
I was in the hospital for 3 days just for observation and so forth. But yeah, it's that kind of jarring has kind of caused other issues like a foot, torn cartilage in a knee because you know you're just walking different because compensating for the pain.
Yes,
Mike, can I ask you what foot?
My right foot.
Your right foot? Okay. I just want to make sure. Are you done, Cherry, or did you have
more? Yeah. You go right ahead.
Okay. So one of the things that I got, Cherry covered kind of the question that you asked. So if you don't mind, can I jump into some of the lessons that are going on here? Is that okay for me to look at that, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Are you a pretty independent person?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you're in a lesson of letting others help. And so that was one of the first things that popped in. It's time for you to let some other people help you. So what happens? You get put in a situation where you need to call on other people. You don't have a vehicle. Maybe you're using Uber or something like that, but you're still having to call Uber and have them come get you, and you have to rely on other people. So the sooner you allow yourself to receive the help, the better. Let's see. I had something more with the right foot and then I lost it. And I was getting the same thing that there will be some symptoms that show up later, like Cherry was saying. So that's good that they had you in the hospital and were observing you and hopefully taking some good notes of what was going on there, because it does feel like there will be some stuff that surfaces a little bit later once your body kind of settles, then like she was saying, the pinched nerve or something like that will show up. It's nothing permanent.
Right.
You can keep moving that energy out. But the right foot being the injured foot, that is also about moving forward. If we want to look at it metaphorically. So if there's any kind of fear about the future or what the future might bring for you, maybe the accident makes you worry about what's going to happen in the future. You know, that's stuff that you want to look at when it's the right foot or the right side of the body is always, or for me, the right side of the body is moving forward. And you just look at which part of your body has the injury as to what is the moving forward piece. So best advice, breathe. Let people help you. Give yourself a little bit of extra time whenever you're trying to accomplish something, just because you are in a cycle of allowing people to do things for you. I have a feeling you're quite the giver. You take care of people, especially those that are close to you, and it's time for you to let some people come in and do a little nurturing with you. Okay?
Yep. Nope. Makes sense.
Okay. Good.
Any chance you see... plus or minus 50K. might as well get that in.
Yeah, I'm getting a little minus the 50K, but it is don't go for the lowest figure, because right now you get some insurance agents that are trying to bring it down to a lower figure. It does feel like the attorney you have hired is good and will go in and actually push forward very well for you. So anyway, that's what I get. What do you get, Chris?
Yeah, I'm getting to not put a number in your head. and ask for the highest and best good. And you know, a good way to say it is maybe 50K or better.
Yeah, there we go.
Or something better.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. That way you're not limiting it, but you're saying, hey, I'd like at least this or better. So, yeah, just choosing the right words around it to support what it is you desire and then the energy that it's there. So,
yeah.
Perfect.
There you go.
Wonderful.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
have a good day, Mike.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So I do want to, you know, I got Brenda in here going, is my thinking is this, love is all in the head, but that is just me. You know, and here's something that is, and I answered it on the Cap Media 2 chat room. You know, mankind places love in the head. And they put all of these ideas of what it must look like, all of these conditions, what it must feel like, everything, and how it is to be. That is not, oh, this is really interesting. As I'm saying that, there is an upside down heart in the clouds going by. We want that heart reflected upward.
Turn
it around. Get out of the head.
Maybe in Australia, it's right side up. You never
that
know.
Could be, but I'm seeing it out my window. So Australia is not seeing my clouds that I know
they're
of.
Not seeing your clouds.
But get it out of your head. You put it there, you got all of this human thought around it and old trainings, old patterns, old programs. Remember, love is love. It's who you are. It's what all life is. And you want a life partner, move to your heart. Anyway, okay, next caller.
Well, another way to think about that is to think about what if you were born into this world and never had a TV, never had anybody telling you what it looked like.
Yeah.
And you just went into the world and started to experience, you know, what would love look like then? If
that's
nobody
it.
Told you what it looked like, that would be cool. Okay,
that would be very cool. Okay,
the caller you just hung up on. No,
I've got you back.
Sorry,
on
caller.
The air. 9795, you're on the air. Who are we talking to? Where are you from and what is your question?
Hi, my name is Tamika and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. And my question is actually about, I've been going out with a guy for about, this would be a year in October. And I actually just finally just summed it up that like we needed to actually just kind of define, you know, where we're going to really try to continue to something serious. And I was just trying to see, what did you actually see with that?
You want to step in first, Trace?
Okay, so it kind of was cutting out for me, so I'm going to recap what I think I heard. So you've been in the relationship for a year, and you guys are coming to this point where
we have been friends for like maybe 3 years, and then we actually started going out.
So you've known each other for quite a while, but you're at a point where you need to look at, are we going to go forward or, you know, where's this
but
relationship going?
It really was just a friendship at first. I
that's the best kind.
That's going to say, best kind.
That's the best kind. So there's definitely some lessons for both of you being held in this relationship, but if you guys keep moving forward, it feels like as you trust each other through these lessons, you work on this together, it feels like you're both willing to work on things when it comes, you know, when life comes crashing in. You guys might go head to head for a little bit, but you always come back together in the end and work it out. And it feels like if you can stay strong with that, because every relationship's going to pose a challenge. I shouldn't say that. I'm sorry. Word police, take it out. But you know. There is some lessons that you are getting from this relationship, and if you don't do it with this person, you will do it with the next one. So you might as well do it with the one you're in. And it does feel like as time goes on, this relationship gets lighter and easier and more playful, and it just grows. So let's see what Cherry gets.
You know, I'm looking for it right now, and I'm going to post it on our, Facebook chat on Cap Media, and it was something that was posted by my fiance, And it
oh,
is
cool.
Yes, and it is a video by Pastor Sharif De La Cruz, and talking mm-hmm. about the difference between a husband and a boyfriend. And the thing about it, a boyfriend is somebody that is going to say, hey, I'm quite happy the way it is, honey. Don't worry about it. And you stay with that. But there's never that strong commitment. And we can do the girlfriend thing that way also. Having a husband or a wife is, you know what? I'm there for you all the way. I care about every little part of you. This is what's perfect about you having started this relationship as a friendship and allowing it to move into a romantic relationship. Both of you, you know, he's kind of waiting for you to say, sweetie, I'm ready to take it to the next level. And you're waiting for him to say the same thing. It does feel like both of you are ready for a stronger commitment, past the idea of, boyfriend, girlfriend. It's time to go. You're both wanting more. You're both willing to give more. And so apparently I didn't copy the correct link to this particular video, but
I was
busy answering the question.
Your multitasking skills went down the toilet.
Whoa. I've got to quit this multitasking thing. Stop. But anyway, yes, it is time for you to both of you go to the next level. Okay.
Yeah, I agree. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You
okay. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Yes.
You both have a great day.
Yes.
Okay, Carrie. Okay. How do people reach you and what's going on? You've got lots of
I've got a lot of stuff
going on.
Yes, I do. First of all, you reach me by going to cherrydivine.com or cherrydivine LLC on Facebook. I will be in Sacramento this weekend at the Healing Arts Festival. So come on, if you're in that area, come on down and say hi. Also, I've got the information up on the website about the Hawaiian Experience Retreat and one of the Mount Shasta retreats that's scheduled for next year. They're fabulous. They're freeing. They're enlightening. They create amazing awareness within yourself and acceptance and love and change your world. So, Tracy, how do people get in touch with you?
The best way to find me is over at TracyMahan.com, and as usual, I will spell it, TracyMahan.com. And the other way to reach me is come on over to Facebook, join the Cat Media 2 group, or go to my Facebook page, Tracy Mahan, CHT, that's for Certified Hypnotherapist. All the things that Cherry and I do are on our websites, you guys. We do this for a living, so come on over. Check it out if you want a private reading, if you want hypnosis, if you want some coaching, you know, come check it out, see what we do. And if it fits for you, give us a call, contact us, send us an email. However that works for you.
You know, Tracy, you mentioned that this is what we do for a living. And many times people are calling in for the readings on the air. We can only go in and skim the surface on these because we're, you know, limited in time and it is a personal journey for you. And so there are some things that we don't say on the air. If you want to look deeper into what is occurring in your life, why it is happening, how to change it, whatever, then I would suggest a full session with either Tracy or myself. You want to get down to what's going on with you. And mm-hmm. and so, you know, and yes, the quick answers are good and enlightening, yet there's more to your life than just that. So anyway, that's what I had to say about all of that.
Okay, you guys. Wonderful. Cherry and I are going to brainstorm over something else this week and see what we wake up thinking about and come up with a show for you for next week. So make sure you show up. I'm very proud of all of you that got up early on the West Coast to listen. Thank you. That's generous of you. And thank you, everyone who has been here for the show. We love you
That's
all,
it.
And we'll see you next week. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.